And we were out there praying, and pretty soon, here come the soldiers to arrest Jesus. And you know what? I mean, I had known this man for 3 years. I'd followed him everywhere. I'd seen him do amazing things. And I was so scared, I ran. I didn't know what to do. I just ran. And I cried all night just because I was so embarrassed and ashamed at what I had done. Well, I finally got up my nerve and I went back into town the next day. And I was amazed at what had happened. He'd been in trials all night. And somehow, this wonderful man was sent to be crucified. I'd seen crucifixions. I mean, the Romans lined their roads going into their cities to scare us to death, to fall in line under Roman rule. I'd seen plenty of crucifixions, and I was like, oh, dear God, not our king, not the one who is the Messiah, the one who's going to sit on his rightful place on the throne and rule over Israel. But the bad thing was, I don't see how he was living even after the whippings. I'd never seen anything like it. You could hardly recognize the man because he was such a bloody mess from the whippings. And then we saw him hang on the cross. And yes, I got the nerve up to go into town, but I was following a safe distance behind. And I saw him hang on the cross. And I heard him say, "It is finished." The Jewish leaders were scared since it was a Jewish holiday, and they asked the Roman soldiers to break the legs of the men that were hanging on the cross. And so they broke the legs of the two men hanging next to Jesus, and praise God, someone noticed that. And that would make them die quicker, by the way. And someone noticed that Jesus was already dead. And so they stabbed him, and all this water came out, and they knew that he had drowned. So they didn't have to break his legs. I couldn't believe it. Thomas, the one who'd followed him all this time. We'd lived lifetimes in just 3 years. Saw the one that I thought was going to be our next Messiah die on the cross. And I think that's the first time I ask, what now? You see, all of us who followed him were crushed. We had no idea what to do next. We were so confused. This man who could heal the sick and could raise the dead and could give sight to the blind and all these things didn't raise himself. We were very confused. And you know, then if things couldn't get worse, someone stole his body from the tomb. This great man, this holy man, whether you agreed with him or not, all he did was love people and heal them. And someone goes and steals his body from the tomb. We were lost and confused and angry. We didn't know what to do. We were embarrassed. We felt all these things, and we had no idea what we were supposed to do. And then Mary came running back one day and says, "I've seen Jesus. And he says he's going to ascend to the Father and his Father and my Father and his God and my God." And it was all messed up, I think. A few days later, some of the disciples had seen him, and they said that they'd put their finger in the nail holes in his hand and in his side. And I was like, how gross is that?